Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The fields and plains were still ungrazed, the ground untouched by things that crawl, when God called creatures forth to play, and wondrously earth bore them all. Then life beholding all was good, in overflowing joy conceived, let us now human beings make. God gave them breath that Sabbath eve. Let them together and alone our image be, our likeness bear. To you I give your kin, the beasts, and all the earth into your care. For she has borne all living things, her fruits will give you nourishment. As for the flocks and herds, let them with grass and foliage be content. Thus evening came and morning came, the sixth day giving God delight. For everything was very good, one with another ordered right. The earth God saw was now complete, a marvel of diversity. So mirrors earth its maker's life, revealed within the Trinity. Amen. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You found praise to foil the obstinate, to silence the proud and the greedy. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands, the moon and the stars you arranged. What are we that you should keep us in mind, mortal beings, that you care for us? How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. Yet you made us little less than gods. With glory and honor you crowned us, gave us charge o'er the work of your hand, put all things under our care. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth. all of them sheep and cattle. Yes, even the savage beast, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, Adonai Elohim, through all the earth.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth every kind of living creature, tame animals, crawling things, and every kind of wild animal." And so it happened. God made every kind of wild animal, every kind of tame animal, and every kind of thing that crawls on the ground. God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, after our likeness. Let them be guardians among the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame animals, all the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the earth." God created humankind in God's image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fertile and multiply, fill the earth and care for it. Be guardians among the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that crawl on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant on all the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food. And to all the wild animals, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the earth, I give all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything God had made and found it very good. Evening came, and morning followed, the sixth day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. Light and darkness, sun, moon, and the stars. God named everything very good. Earth and sea, sky and birds, fish and all creatures. God named everything very good. Human beings in God's image and likeness. God named everything very good. God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. Store up heavenly treasure, which neither moths nor rust can ruin or destroy. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Store up heavenly treasure, which neither moths nor rust can ruin or destroy.
For the healing waters of creation, which bring pleasure and health, purity and life, we thank you. For the richness of Mother Earth, who brings forth fruits and flowers, a pleasure to taste and a joy to behold, we thank you. For the soaring birds of the air, the crawling creatures of the earth, the gliding fishes in the seas, for all creatures great and small with whom we share this precious web of life, we thank you. For the invigorating sunlight of day, the deepening mystery of night, the wonder of the stars, and the call of the unknown in the universe, we thank you. From heedless misuse and dishonoring of the wonders of your hand, O God, deliver us. From squandering resources, abusing our companion species, and polluting the habitat we all share, O God, deliver us. From the folly of imagining ourselves the center of creation, O God, deliver us. For the courage and wisdom to confess how little we have cared for your gifts, strengthen us, O Spirit. For the conviction that you have called us to love and restore the earth, strengthen us, O Spirit. For repentance and the determination to begin our proper role in creation anew, strengthen us, O Spirit. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, may the hallowing of your name echo throughout the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory and the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Creating and sustaining God, as we celebrate the sixth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us such a sense of wonder and delight that we receive with gratitude the gifts that Mother Earth provides to supply our needs. Generously share these gifts with all your creatures, and lovingly care for our common home, all to the honor and glory of your holy name. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. Oh, gracious, oh, loving, oh, Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.